This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whatever the state of the getting back to business process is where you are, the fact is a lot of us, no matter where we are still staying home, voluntarily or not. And that means passing time when not working from home or helping educate your kids from home or stressing about being stuck at home is a major pastime. Netflix and Hulu and all the rest have seen big spikes, of course, but there is another streaming platform out there having a moment. Twitch is probably best known as the place where you can watch other people play video games in real time as it happens. But the company wants to be more than just games. Emmett Shear is the CEO of Twitch. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk core business here. People watching people play video games. I imagine now with all of us locked in our living rooms for 6 weeks, or many of us anyway, think the numbers are probably pretty good.
Yeah. We've seen a pretty significant increase in usage. It's a 57% increase for the 4 weeks post-social distancing versus pre-social distancing.
So if I'm a gamer of some renown, I like sign up with you guys and you give me access to services. I mean, how does it work?
Really, anyone can show up and just start streaming. Of course, you know, we go and try to convince anyone who is a really great gamer to stream with Twitch. But anybody can just sign up and start sharing their video gaming experience or increasingly their music creation experience or their cooking experience with the world.
What are the barriers to entry here? I mean, I imagine, right, so like I can start my cooking channel or my, here's a thought, a beer making channel, right? First of all, do they call them channels? What do they call them? Channels, streams?
Yeah, we call them channels. That's right. Channels. Sometimes people call it their stream, but we call them channels.
Okay. So me, Joe Blow, I can start up a home beer brewing channel and eventually gather followers. Do you imagine me being able to make a living from this without getting to the ultra extreme expertise level that some of your gamers now are at?
So there's really two ways you can grow your channel. The first one is being maybe not the best in the world, but up there, one of the best in the world. So people want to tune in just to see someone who's that good stream. The other way you can grow your channel has not really anything to do with expertise. Maybe you're good, maybe you're not good, but you're entertaining. Bob Ross isn't famous for being the best painter of all time, right? He's not famous for being Matisse. He's famous because he's entertaining to watch and he connects with the audience. I would imagine with a beer brewing channel, engaging probably would be the way to go. I'm not sure how you demonstrate your beer brewing skill on stream. But we actually find that in the long run, that engagement is the way to go.
For those who don't know who Bob Ross is, by the way, Google him and you'll see exactly what Emmett was talking about. So here we are in a period where you almost literally have a captive audience, which is great for your business. It's great for the people who partake of Twitch, both the streamers, if you will, the people providing the content and the people watching. Eventually, this economy is going to open back up to some degree. How worried are you about losing ground?
I'm not really that worried about it. Like I'm really hoping for the economy to open up again quickly. You know, it has been good for Twitch because with everyone sheltering at home, we have a lot more need for our service suddenly. People need to connect online, they need to find community. And I think a lot of people will find once they start using Twitch that this is a good supplement to their, you know, real-world engagement.
Emmett Shear, he's the CEO of Twitch. Emmett, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.